You're listening to SBS News.
As millions around the world watched and listened, a 51-year-old research psychologist, Christine Blasey Ford, nervously appeared before the United States Senate Judiciary Committee. She stressed she did not relish being there.
I am here today not because I want to be. I am terrified. I am here because I believe it is my civic duty to tell you what happened to me while Brett Kavanaugh and I were in high school.
The two were in high school in the Washington area in 1982. Ms. Ford says she, then 15 years old, and Mr. Kavanaugh, then 17, were both at a house party one night in nearby Bethesda, Maryland. She says she was pushed into a bedroom, the door was locked, and she found herself in the room with Mr. Kavanaugh and his friend, Mark Judge, both drunk.
I was pushed onto the bed, and Brett got on top of me. He began running his hands over my body and grinding into me. I yelled, hoping that someone downstairs might hear me, and I tried to get away from him, but his weight was heavy. Brett groped me and tried to take off my clothes. He had a hard time because he was very inebriated and because I was wearing a one-piece bathing suit underneath my clothing. I believed he was going to rape me. I tried to yell for help. When I did, Brett put his hand over my mouth to stop me from yelling.
Ms. Ford says she was able to escape when Mr. Kavanaugh and Mr. Judge fell off the bed. Mr. Kavanaugh denies the allegation. He says he may be a victim of mistaken identity.
I'm not questioning that Dr. Ford may have been sexually assaulted by some person in some place at some time. But I have never done this to her or to anyone. That's not who I am. It is not who I was. I am innocent of this charge.
Mr. Kavanaugh says he has been permanently stained by the allegation. He became emotional when recounting the impact of the allegation on his wife and daughter.
The other night, Ashley and my daughter Liza said their prayers. And little Liza, all of 10 years old, said to Ashley, we should pray for the woman. It's a lot of wisdom from a 10-year-old. We mean no ill will.
But Mr. Kavanaugh's sadness soon turned to anger. He accused Democratic Party senators on the committee of trying to sabotage his nomination because it comes from a Republican president, Donald Trump, and could shift the 9-member court in favour of conservatives. That in turn would affect critical cultural and legal issues in the United States, such as the legality of abortion.
This confirmation process has become a national disgrace. The Constitution gives the Senate an important role in the confirmation process, but you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy. Since my nomination in July, there has been a frenzy on the left to come up with something, anything, to block my confirmation.
Amid the 8 hours of deeply personal questions and answers, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham warned of what could happen if the saga of Mr. Kavanaugh's nomination becomes the new norm.
And to my Republican colleagues, if you can ignore everything in this record, look at an allegation that's 35 years old, that's uncertain in time, place, date, and no corroboration, if that's enough for you, God help us all as Republicans, because this happens to us. It never happens to them. But let me tell you, my Democratic friends, if this is the new norm, you better watch out for your nominees.
Mr. Kavanaugh must be confirmed by a majority vote of the entire Senate, where the Republicans currently have a one-vote majority. The Democrats are suggesting the FBI investigate the claims against Mr. Kavanaugh. The Republicans claim the Democrats are trying to waste time until the November midterm elections, hoping they can overturn the Republican majority and block Mr. Trump's Supreme Court nominees. Mr. Trump has reaffirmed his support for Mr. Kavanaugh, but Democrat Senator Chris Coons says there are questions.
That is sort of the lingering core concern here, is about his credibility. He's worked very hard to put forward the aspects of his life that are admirable, that fit the choir boy narrative. But I think it's undeniable that there's a whole series of incidents and events in his life that also fit the frat boy image. And the challenge here is the ones that make me question his credibility.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.